From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A federal judge has stopped construction of a border fence in Arizona that runs through a protected wildlife area. The judge said the government rushed the project through without an adequate environmental assessment or any public comment. And as NPR's Ted Robbins reports, neighbors of the fence have plenty to say about it.
Bill Odle sees construction hubbub every time he hops in his pickup to leave his house.
I never know what I call wall or fence, Great Wall of Chihuahua or whatever you want to call it.
Odle lives right on the Mexican border, 50 acres in rural southeastern Arizona. A former Marine bought the land to avoid the sort of activity going on now. Crews are furiously sawing, welding, and erecting steel pillars on the international line. It's an extension of fencing already east of here. We drive west of Odle's house and cross onto the San Pedro Riparian National Conservation Area. The heart of the conservation area is the San Pedro River, a major migration corridor for birds and mammals. It's also become a major migration corridor for people sneaking into the country. Surveyors have staked out a fence next to the river, but construction hasn't yet begun. Plans call for a fence up to the San Pedro and vehicle barriers in the river. Bill Odle says the only thing that'll do is obstruct the deer, mountain lion, and other wildlife that use the corridor.
In my mind, if I thought this was providing any more security for our nation, I could have some level of acceptance. But it's not. I mean, just this morning, got a group of 22 climbing the fence east of here onto my neighbor's property. People will climb this.
I can't wait for it to be completed. I think it's the greatest thing since graham crackers.
Walt Colby lives on the San Pedro about 6 miles downstream from the border. He and his wife own a bed and breakfast inn surrounded on all sides by the conservation area. He is tired of the illegal traffic through his property, so he supports anything that might reduce it.
The effects that we see are garbage, junk, people coming knocking on your door at 2 o'clock in the morning wanting water. We hope that it will slow down the traffic dramatically.
The problem is that environmental groups believe no one has thoroughly studied the impact the fence would have on wildlife. The Sierra Club and Defenders of Wildlife sued. Late yesterday, federal judge Ellen Huvel agreed, granting a 10-day temporary restraining order. Department of Homeland Security spokesman Russ Kanaki says any delay will actually cause more harm than a fence would.
You are making it more difficult for migrants to make that trek north, which will have a beneficial impact over the long term to the environment in that given area.
Matt Clark of Defenders of Wildlife calls that nonsense.
You can clean up trash, you can do trail restoration or habitat restoration. A wall is permanent.
This is not likely to be the last fight of its kind. The government plans to build fencing in environmentally sensitive areas in Texas. Hovering over it all, though, is the authority Congress gave to the Secretary of Homeland Security to bypass all environmental laws in the name of national security. He's exercised that authority twice already. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.